And if you're just joining us, this is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. This is the poetry of war.
Taliban gone, but snaps of bullets cackle from beneath the hut. A witch, a girl of dust and shrub mocks me there.
The still fresh memories of U.S. combat veterans have been transformed into music by acclaimed jazz composer Vijay Iyer. The voice you're hearing belongs to Mike Ladd, Iyer's partner on a series of projects, all about the lives of people of color since 9/11. This latest work features lyrics culled from interviews they conducted with Iraq and Afghanistan vets. It's called Holding It Down, the Veterans' Dreams Project.
My finger, molten bone. I squeeze intent, I'm watching my victim's head explode.
Vijay Iyer says this album is less about archiving the experiences of war and more about how vets live with the weight of those memories.
Now that people have come home and they're among us, I mean, it's a few million people. It's all of our problem. So now what do we do?
Maurice Edison, the call is not here. That foolish man stayed in Iraq. He likes a bed.
This track features the voice of Maurice DeCaul. He served in Iraq as a Marine and led a battalion into An-Nasiriya in 2003. DeCaul returned home that year, but he didn't start writing poetry until 2009.
It took a long time to be able to think through what had happened in Iraq. And around that time, around 6 years after the deployment, I needed an outlet, and I was lucky enough to find one through NYU's Veterans Writing Workshop.
Maurice, the track Derelict Poetry, it seems to be about imagined scenarios for yourself. You imagine staying in Iraq rather than returning home, and you imagine dying on the battlefield.
Maurice Edison, the call is dead. I lied. He died 6 years ago today. He died at night in a firefight behind a mud brick house.
You know, you go to places like Iraq, and there's always the possibility that you might not make it back home. So the poem starts talking about how the main character, he's not home, he's never come home, and he's still in Iraq, he's still just hanging out with the Bedouins. Well, what that really means is, you never really do come home fully. Your mind might still be there. There's always a trace of the war, there's always a trace of the Marine Corps. Then it goes into talking about how that possibly could have happened, that one doesn't make it home. And I was an infantryman when I was in Iraq. And you go out on something, on a mission that feels very familiar to you because you've been doing it for months on end every single day. That particular day that you go out could be the last time.
He died at night, nights and hours from home, alone, ditched from bullet fragments and hypovolemic shock.
Vijay, I'm kind of curious about the composition process because it's not sung. But it's not quite spoken word. It's sort of like almost that Gil Scott Heron Last Poets kind of rhythmic talking. So
you can say rap on NPR.
Anyway, hip-hop?
That's right. No, I mean, we have a lot of points of reference for this. And to be honest, we weren't really trying to sound like any specific thing. Mm-hmm. We were really just trying to make something together. Yeah. And so when you do that, when you just sit in a room for a week or a year, or in this case, what, three and a half years?
Yeah.
You find some things that work and some things that don't. We kind of approached it in a lot of different ways, and some of the pieces on the album are sung, and some of them are spoken, very plain spoken. Some of them, I think it can be called rap. like the piece called On Patrol.
Wake up, look down, left boot dog tag. Make sure it's there, jingling around the neck. Black silence is wrapped in black matte. Electrical tape will help ID the remnants, turning from dust to dust.
That's Maurice basically rapping. That's what's happening there.
And that's kind of a stream of consciousness piece. Maurice, can you talk about that one, On Patrol?
Well, now I'm thinking about it. On Patrol is also referencing that same incident in Derelict Poetry. It was an ambush. Trying to create the environment of going out on a patrol and being ambushed, and what does that feel like? It's a very chaotic event, and training kicks in. So the poem starts to really think through what that event feels like.
Rattle, crackle, rat-a-tat-tat, kaboom.
swish, ting, clink, thud.
I was interested in recreating some of the sounds because, you know, there's machine gun fire and there's always machine gun fire in Iraq. That was an important part of the poem too, just trying to recreate the sounds of battle and that particular ambush.
Thumb press, slide it open, insert here, snap, click, and close. Pull the trigger and unleash the fake sun. Duck, look down, dog tag still there. Tear, click another, cordite in the air. Look around, clear the house. Don't hurt the children. New York is so far away. If you die, dog tag.
It's sort of wild that the project is called the Veterans Dreams Project. Insomnia is a theme here, and even the kind of killing of that dream state is sort of a theme. Maurice, was that a problem that you faced?
When I came home, I would be able to sleep, and I don't remember this, but my wife would talk about how at night I would wake up and I would maybe hit her or wrestle with her or fight with her, and that is something that kept happening. That happened for a few years. I don't personally remember that.
There was also, you know, when Mike did a lot of interviews of other veterans too, and some of the people he interviewed said they didn't dream at all, and if they did, it was a medicated kind of sleep. So that's where the song REM Killer comes from, is the kind of, it's a litany of all the medications that people would take to not have to relive some of these memories in the course of sleep.
Oxycontin, Percocet, Percocet, dreams. White cap, push and twist. Night cap, breath on my pillow, better than my heartbeat sounding like men. Walking on leaves towards my bed. Tell the free man to the floor that no go back again.
Maurice, what do you hope that listeners will take away from this collection?
That's a good question, something that we talk about. What I'm really hoping for is that we'd be able to create a space for dialogue. I think it's really important. I mean, we're drawing down Afghanistan next year, so that's another 60,000 or so troops coming home. And it's funny, I was speaking with another vet this morning, and he was talking about how, you know, when folks first come home, it might take them a few years before they are willing to talk. But what I'm hoping is that the project will create the space so that if people do want to talk, maybe we could model the way that this could be done.
Finally, Vijay, I have to ask you, because just days ago it was announced that you were the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant, as they're called. Of course, we knew you were a genius because we had booked this well ahead of that. So... $625,000 over the next 5 years, no strings attached. What are you going to do?
Oh.
Put you on the spot.
It's kind of early. You know, it's still kind of sinking in.
Yeah.
That it's sort of like, welcome to the rest of your life. You know, what are you going to do now? But basically, if I can keep doing this kind of work and hopefully keep inspiring others, then I'll feel like I've done something good with it.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations also on this amazing album. That's pianist and composer Vijay Iyer with Marine and poet Maurice DeCall. Their new collaboration is called Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks, Irvin.
Thank you.
When I dream of normalcy.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. You can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. Until next time, thank you for listening and have a great week.